1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, we call a guy who just visited his grandmother in a retirement home.
Aw, that's nice.
He goes there every week to check in with his Nana and even brings her presents.
Good, that's a good grandson.
So and that's why today's phone call caught him so off guard. Because our own Brooke Fox poses as an employee at the assisted living facility.
Uh-oh.
And she accuses him of doing something while he was there.
Oh, no.
What?
And it affected more than just his grandma. All the seniors have now been subjected to it. And for some reason, they want him to come back?
Yeah. Oh, now I'm all
lost. You'll find out why in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Marcus, please.
This is Marcus speaking. My ass is calling.
This is Juliet, the managing director of the retirement facility.
Hi. How's it going today?
I'm calling because according to our records, you came by yesterday afternoon to visit your grandmother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I spoke with a few of the nurses, and they said you brought brownies.
Yeah, my grandma, she loves them. I mean, I thought it would be nice for the other folks there. I mean, is it a problem that I do something wrong?
Let me ask you this.
Oh.
Were they store-bought, or did you make them yourself?
I made them.
Special recipe?
I mean, it's a basic formula. I mean, why are you so angry? I don't get it.
I'm asking if you put any special ingredients in the brownies, Marcus.
No, I just read the box. I used what was in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody get sick or something? What happened?
A lot happened. Okay, I should let you know that after eating your brownies, 6 of our seniors and 3 members of the staff started acting funny.
What? I don't get you mean like hyperactive?
Okay, you can stop playing stupid. I mean they were high.
Hi.
Like on the marijuana.
What? No. I didn't put any marijuana, nothing.
I'm really not sure why you're trying to act like you didn't do it, but I want you to know you could go to jail for bringing pot brownies to an assisted living facility.
Jail? That's my Nana. I would never do that.
You expect me to believe that your intention wasn't to get a bunch of grandmas and grandpas baked like a 4-layer lasagna?
No! I can't believe you're accusing me of making pot brownies.
You listen to me. I had a 78-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman lying on the shuffleboard court giggling and making out like they were 12.
That's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Oh, my.
Now what am I supposed to do? All the residents here are asking, hey, when's the tweaker coming back and give us our drug brownies?
What?
You did this.
No, I told you, I did not make weed brownies. I would never
I had a staff member spend at least 30 minutes opening and closing the fridge,
what?
Announcing to everyone within earshot that they were going to finally prove that the refrigerator light never actually goes out.
Oh, my God. I mean, are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. You know, one of the nurses did mention that you look a little bit like a space cowboy.
Come on.
Yeah, a blower and a roller.
I mean, look, you can test the brownies. I guarantee you there was nothing in them.
So, you don't have any weed at your house?
I mean, that's none of your business. Like, we're not even talking about that.
I think it is. Especially when we had one woman who took everyone's pudding at lunch and then said not to eat it because it was toxic waste.
I mean, well, to be honest, I heard the pudding isn't that great there. That's what my Nana told me, at least.
That is not the point, Marcus.
Okay, listen. You're shouting at me again, and I'm trying to tell you, I made the brownies out of the kindness of my heart, nothing else.
Mm.
And you're actually accusing me of getting a bunch of senior citizens stoned?
Oh.
Like, come on.
Okay, so do you have somebody that stays with you that's into practical jokes?
No, I mean, I have a roommate, but there's like no way, dude.
Okay, well, maybe your roommate heard that you were taking brownies to the senior center and thought it would be hilarious to spike the batter.
Listen, lady, my roommate doesn't even get high. That's not even a possibility.
Oh, is your roommate the kind of person that might email a radio station?
What?
Yeah, is your roommate the kind of person that might email a radio station for a prank phone call?
God, I know this piece of did not just set me up on prank call.
He actually did.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, about the brownies, I'm kidding you, but about the prank phone call, I'm not. It's Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It's a prank phone call, man.
I'm gonna kill him! I knew it was zero possibility that I would weed in a brownie.
Come on, man.
Wait, so you're saying that you have some?
Not enough for the entire retirement center.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.